We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
This has been so fun. Filling in for Lawrence Holmes today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Grody. Lawrence has the entire week off, and we're all missing Lawrence because we all want his take on what's going on with the White Sox, but he will have his fresh assessment and insight next week when he returns. Tomorrow, I have been told it's going to be Anthony Herron. Big Ants will be on from noon to 2. So you're getting a little bit of everybody this week in for Lawrence Holmes. Yesterday was Hub. Me, Mark Grody. Today, tomorrow, Big Ant Herron from noon to 2. And by the way, just addressing one texter asking, is Ozzie Guillen getting blackballed from Major League Baseball? No, I do not think he's getting blackballed. In this era, I just think that most GMs fear having managers that are that powerful, that would command that kind of presence, maybe that kind of money. That's what Ozzie Guillen would be, and that's good for him that he would be that way. I like it when managers impose their will and want to be a part of an organization. And then there is the part, too. Like I said, Ozzie Guillen, no matter where he goes, brings ridiculousness, and it's something that you have to deal with. And if GMs, owners don't want to deal with that, I totally understand. And then as far as the White Sox are concerned, I don't know, do people forget the way it ended with the White Sox? I mean, and the guys are still there with whom he had conflict. Kenny Williams, Rick Hahn to a much lesser degree, but they were all there. So it never made sense with the White Sox. Will he get another job with another organization at some point in time? I hope he does, and I think he will. I think he's a good tactical manager. Thank yous to Herb Lawrence for putting the show together. Sean Anderson as well. Brian Gertz, who is running the Twitch right now and doing a good job. Everybody get to see my floppy bad hair today. Hey, speaking of bad hair, it is the Danny Parkins show. And today, Danny Parkins, yeah, that was pretty awful. It was awful. Parco with Rami Makhlouf today. What's going on, guys? You got a new friend again today, Parco, huh?
I'm polygamous. I'm doing my best Matt Spiegel impression, and I'm dating around. But geez, Grody, did you forget how transition works? You're supposed to give your White Sox takes and all of your sports takes before this segment. You just gave me like a 4-minute monologue on Ozzie Guillen being blackballed. Rami and I are here, ready to go. What's up, man? Why are you not talking to us? What's up, Rami?
How's it going,
basically,
boys?
So basically, Rami, what's going on here is that Parco is pissed that I just took 4 minutes away from him to gab. I only get 2 damn hours. Parco, you get 4 hours every day.
I got to take Parkins' side on this because I'm with him for the next 4 days. And also, I just like Parkins, and probably just like you, Grody, I like the sound of my own voice. So I'm going to take his side on this one and say that you should have brought us in a little earlier.
Yeah, and Grody, we only have 3.5 hours today. Okay,
yeah, it's not the usual four.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting deprived of my precious airtime today because of Bills Titans. You know, classic Tuesday night football as it is.
Yes, exactly. 5:30. That will start on the Score. What is that? Titans tonight.
Bills Titans. Yeah, I just said Bill,
both. And interestingly enough, like when you look at that game on the schedule, you're like, oh, that doesn't look very interesting because it's Buffalo and Tennessee. But I don't think either team has lost going to this. So it actually could be an interesting game, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be a great game. I mean,
I just like four nights of NFL football on my TV in a week, gentlemen. I know that can't be the norm because of player safety and all that, but anytime I can get that, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I think I would take NFL football every day and then just have it impact my marriage and like, see what happens. You know, just like roll the dice with it and just see, you know, what people are like, oh, you know, okay, so there's Sunday night football and Thursday night football and Monday night football, and then that's why we're getting a little burnt out over it. I'm not. Like, let's see.
No, me neither.
Let's push the envelope on how much NFL football we could possibly get. I'm ready for it.
I'll tell you what I have come to hate, though, and that is, and some people like that, and I'm curious as to your opinion, some people like it when the Bears are not on Sunday, when they could pay attention to all of the other games. I hate it when the Bears are not on Sunday. I don't like, I'm interested in all the other games, but it's a huge void. It's like, I love the prime time, but it's opportunity cost because then Sunday I got to deal with all these other teams.
I worked in Milwaukee and I worked in Minnesota before my little stint here, guys. And so when the Bears didn't play on Sunday, that meant that I could actually pay 100% attention to the football team I actually cared about, because otherwise I had to watch the Packers game and then do all the research into that game, or watch the Vikings, and same thing. So whenever the Bears were on a different day from the teams that I had to cover and talk about, it was great for me personally.
Yeah, and I love the NFL so much that to me, like, red zone is, I've never done heroin, but it just injecting the NFL into my veins through NFL red zone, like 10 games at noon. If one of those games isn't the Bears game, it's just the absolute greatest. Like 20 wings, a couple of beers, 10 games, like 17 bets, a couple of fantasy lineups, and I don't even have to think about the Bears. I can just enjoy the entire rest of the NFL. So yeah, give me any time other than Sunday at noon.
I think you and I are going to get along just fine, Danny Parkins. The way you just described a Sunday afternoon, I think you and I are going to get along just fine here these next 4 days.
Yeah, Grody, I'm excited about this because I met my wife like right before Tinder and like online dating was really taking off. And so I never got to just like swipe left and swipe right.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, me too.
I kind of missed out. But
did you though?
We're going to talk about that at some point. But like,
okay. Oh, great.
Rami and I, we don't know each other. We've never worked together.
Oh.
We've spoken on the phone for less than 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So this is like a radio blind date for the
next. You said that on Twitter this morning, and my response was, that just makes me feel like this is going to start in awkward silence while I eat way too much of the free chips and salsa, and then it ends with you ghosting me at the end of this little stint we're going to have together here.
It's possible.
Okay.
I can't promise I'll call you in the morning, but I promise you you'll be back tomorrow and the next day and the day after that.
That's all I could ask.
Well, yeah. I have to say, like, early on, you at least look, Rami, like you know what you're doing. I mean, I'm looking at you on Zoom right now. You look like a radio guy because you got the hat on. You got the radio beard. Your placement with the microphone is spot on. So far, you look like a radio guy.
Am I nailing this so far? All right.
I mean, yeah, I feel like you are. And I'm looking for. Where are you right now, Rami?
I'm in
Chicago.
I'm in the studios of your sister station in Milwaukee, The Fan. I'm out here. I got some friends and family, and I used to work here at The Fan, so I got some friends and family out here who I'm able to stay with and visit while I'm working with you guys this week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's like a little prod studio that I'm in. You guys see?
Okay. Yeah, I could kind of see that. Yeah. Now is that the other Mitch Rosen state station?
It is.
Parco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Mitch Rosen's redheaded stepchild.
Ah. Okay. That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. Sometimes we get your guys' staff emails by mistake because Mitch is just the absolute worst when it comes to technology and spelling. And so
you're like, kind of a wackadoodle. I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, exactly. And so if he, you know, I can only imagine if he takes as little care in like the punctuation and the spelling and the details for the score in Chicago, which is his baby, I can't even imagine the lack of attention to detail that he pays to you guys in Milwaukee. Like, does he care about you at all?
He does. No, he cares plenty. You guys know Mitch. He's not going to take a job like this to lose or to not care. Yeah, he's done plenty for The Fan up here in Milwaukee, and we appreciate it.
That's well done.
Since I took 4 minutes away from Parco, What, sir, will you guys be discussing? Other than the awkward silence that I'm looking forward to. I like awkward radio as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to listen very closely today. I will definitely be grading, evaluating, and judging you today, Rami, for sure.
Thank you.
That's what we do. Like nobody at the score knows you, so we're all like, who is this guy? Who is this guy moving in on our turf? He sucks.
My night job is I do stand-up comedy by night, and that's all we do at open mics. We just sit in the back and watch the other comics and talk about how terrible they are and why are they getting stage time and we're not. So you're
absolutely well. That's what we do at the score. Hey, I'm I should have my own show. You know, if you don't have your own show, that's what we say at the score. I should have my own show. That's the way it works. So,
and as we'll the last 2 hours harshly. Proved. You're actually right. Yeah, you should have your own show.
Probably.
Yeah, that's right.
That transition intro was just, put it on the audition tape.
I should tell Grody you should have your own show. And then family members, why don't you have your own show? Well, I feel like I'm doing pretty well. You know what I mean? Like,
You're crushing. You have a World Series ring that you didn't earn. What could be better?
It's never enough. It's never enough for people. So I'm probably going to need my own show at some point in time. But what do you guys, if I may go back to being a better radio host, Danny, what do you have on the show today?
Oh, thank you, Mark. That's a very professional question to lead me into it. No, we're going around the NFL at 3 o'clock. Three guests, three questions each, three cities, 3 o'clock. I don't know. We might call it the 5 at 5. But no, we're going to Pittsburgh, and we're going to Dallas, and we're going to Carolina at 3, Hubarkish at 4 o'clock. And then Rami and I are just going to get to know each other. He's a Chicagoan. He's a Chicago sports fan. I relate to him in many ways because, you know, he left home to pursue the radio dream as I left to go host in Syracuse and Kansas City before coming back here. So I don't know him at all, but I feel like I know him. And so, you know, we're gonna do 16 or 15 and a half hours of radio together and just kind of hang out and have some fun.
All seriousness, man, good luck today, brother. I hope you do well with Parko. He's a good man, and you guys have a good show, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, Grody. Appreciate it, man. Looking forward to this, Danny.
Yeah, Rami, it's going to be an absolute blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.